Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along.
And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 261. Thanks for coming along. It is the week of July 29th, 2018. Thanks for coming along, downloading the show. Appreciate it a whole lot. Episode 261, another monthly installment of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. This is Ashland Dave, and I am a ordinary middle of pack nobody, a distance runner. That's how I like to bill myself because that's pretty much what I do. Enjoy long distance running and then producing a podcast about it. This one's going to be called Vacation Runs. Spent the last week down in Topsail Island, North Carolina. This is a beach area that is south of the Outer Banks, kind of between the Outer Banks and Wilmington, North Carolina. We did a little day trip to Wilmington, which I'll mention. But my plan was to go down there and just really relax, get away from work. For the first time in a long time, I actually left my work cell phone at home, which was a huge relief because of what I do for a living. I'm kind of tied to the work cell phone. Data comes in different ways, email, phone calls, or texts, and it kind of requires a little bit of work to respond even when it's outside regular work hours. So getting out of town and leaving the work phone at home was kind of a big step, and I did that intentionally. In fact, here it is on Sunday, and I go back to work on Monday the 30th, and I have not even turned the work phone back on yet. I will probably do that later tonight, or even tomorrow morning when I get back to my office. Going down there, really hoping for good weather. It rained, I think, every day or every night, but we had over half each day was beach worthy, so we were able to get out to the beach. My family, we met up with another family. We had done a beach trip with them. Oh gosh, my friend Rob, his oldest is 20. So this was back when they were little. The kids, being mine, is now 17. So this would have been when the kids were little. So it's been a long time since I met up with them. He and his, my friend Rob, his wife and his two sons, one being 17 and the other's 20. So we had a great time. Got in two runs. I was hoping to do two visits to the gym. My wife likes to do fitness activities even when we're away from home and when we're off from work. And so I was encouraged by that. I did bring my running gear. And unfortunately, I broke my Garmin while I was down there, or actually maybe in transit back. It was in a suitcase or a duffel bag and got kind of crushed and it broke the band off. This is where the little metal bracket attaches to the band, and it's not a matter of just replacing the little metal pole because it ripped out of the housing. Therefore, I might be able to glue it, but glue on watches doesn't really seem to work. I might be able to rig something up. I do have an old standby that I've got held together with duct tape. So this is actually the used Garmin that my wife got me from Ashland Tom as a gift. It works great, other than you can't have it on your wrist anymore. But the first run down there was unfortunately, was a treadmill run. Rob and I had gone to the gym. We bought a little special week package kind of thing, or you get so many number of visits. It was this cool place called Coastal Fitness, 20 minutes or so from the house we were renting down on the beach. And that was a treadmill run because I wanted to get a gym workout at the same time that I was running. So I just ran on the treadmill after I worked out while Rob was finishing up his workout. And that was real nice. The way that this gym had the treadmills was kind of tucked back in a corner a little bit. And so you could kind of watch the whole gym. You could watch everybody else work out. If you wanted to watch the TVs, they had three TVs overhead. One was looked like a neutral station, and the other was CNN, and the other was Fox. And then they had a fourth was dedicated to advertisements that people had paid for, and they ran like still screens of advertisements on that TV. I guess the people had different companies had paid the Coastal Fitness to run their ads, and that worked out real good. Just did 3 miles, nothing really, really crazy. And then that was on a Tuesday, and then Thursday I went ahead and did a 3 mile beach run. I got up early and got out on the beach before really anybody else was out there, and just ran. What did I do? I did a mile south, came back to the starting point, and then ran half a mile north, and then turned around. And the runs, the way this island is set up, is the sun coming up is almost in a what seems like a northern direction. If you think the island is, which I thought it was kind of a north and south island, but as it turns out, it's more of a kind of a it seems like it's slanted a little bit, kind of let's see, northeast to southwest. So the sun coming up kind of seemed like it was coming out more from the north. If you're thinking that the ocean is definitely all east, and it doesn't seem to always be that way. I think I've got that geography straight. So I wish I had run on the beach earlier in the week, because I really enjoyed that. Sand was packed down just enough where you didn't sink, and it was where it wasn't too wet. You know, that area between the water, where the water's coming in, and then the regular beach area where everybody sets up their stuff. And it was just real nice. I listened to music, but I had it turned down enough where I could hear the waves crashing, and it was just a real enjoyable time out there. I don't think I have run on the beach in probably maybe 12, 15 years, something like that. And the reason I did is because the heat, it was kind of hot, and the wind was blowing real good down by the beach. I really enjoyed that a whole lot. We left from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, the Saturday before all this, so I guess a week ago. And we left early enough in the morning where I was not able to get out and get on a long training run. And it was kind of strange when we were leaving the house. We turned the corner to kind of head out to Route 1 to get down to the interstate. And I ran into, we saw the other three of my running group of four, Ashland Bob, Ashland Tom, and Ashland Brian. They were doing their regular training run, which was really encouraging. I was glad to see everybody still out there. I was a little envious because I guess if I had gotten up earlier, I could have gone out and got some mileage in. I wouldn't have been able to run with them, though. But as a result, I got in no training run for that Saturday. And then we came back Saturday yesterday, the 28th. It's about a between a 5 to 5 1/4 hour drive back, depending upon the traffic conditions and how many times we stop. So I didn't get back in time to do anything, and then I didn't get up early enough on Sunday because we went to early mass. So I got 2 weekends where I didn't get any training runs in, and I'm a little concerned because the reason is because my next race is August 25th, which is the Patrick Henry Half Marathon. That's a 7 a.m. start on Saturday, August 25th. So as a result, I'm going to have to find a way this coming Saturday. I've committed to something at church, and then the following Saturday, I guess I got a couple Saturdays where I can get the mileage up. I've done 9. I think I did 9 a couple weeks ago, and really, once you get to 10, it's really just a matter of finishing the distance. And I'm not going for any kind of training or any kind of goal finishing time much, other than, you know, hopefully you come in inside 2.5 hours, obviously, is generally what I run in this god-awful humidity that is in Virginia this time of year. And then I'll keep training after that, and I'll go right into the Richmond Half Marathon, which is Saturday, November 10th. And as I've mentioned in a previous show, I'm hoping to be part of a pace group for the 2.5 hour group. Reason I've volunteered for that, I haven't heard anything back on it. I think I mentioned this in a previous show where I filled out this survey form and I haven't heard anything back. I kind of thought I would have by now. But I'd like to meet some new people. And I did drop that on Ash and Brian. He and I have run that race together now for a couple of years, and we both signed up to do it again. And I told him I had signed up to do that. And he seemed to be okay to go along with that. He seemed to be all right. So I've been giving that some thought on how I'm gonna do that, because I do a run walk. That's how I do my running now, because I've gotten more interested in the ultra distances, which for my ability level, I have to do running and walking combination in order to finish and still be upright and be somewhat healthy where I can function later that day or the next morning or the next, you know, the day after that. So if I'm running or being part of a pace group, obviously the pacing is not going to be exactly even. So if I am selected to do it, I'll have to announce that to the people. Say, look, I might get ahead of you, but then I'm going to be walking, and you can catch up to me at that point. We'll have either holding a sign or having special shirts, and I'll just tell them, look, this is how I'm gonna even it all out. I will have a pace chart somewhere on my person where I'll make sure that I get it that way, and so that way people don't think that I'm just running ahead. The reason I mention that is because I've been part of these things before where you kind of get with the pace group and they say they'll get you to the finish line at a certain time. And then for some reason, they seem to go out really fast and you either don't see them again or something weird happens. And I go back to the Patrick Henry Half Marathon almost at its beginning. I think it might have been the second year. I wanted to run a 210 or 215 or something like that. And there was informal pace groups being put together through this training team I was involved with. And something very strange happened. There were two pacers, and one didn't finish. It was a female. She was kind of big in the race scene in the Richmond area, had a good reputation. And then something happened where I think she got hurt or something happened where she actually pulled out of the race. And unfortunately, the other pace person had already gone ahead. And the whole thing was just kind of strange. And I kind of got a little sour on pace groups after that. I did have some experience with a pace group at the Baltimore Marathon back. I think it was the second time I ran it. I wanted to run 4:30, which I did. And I remember, no, this was the Charlotte Marathon. I got to, I was following the 4:30 pace group from the very beginning. And what I did is I got ahead of them, and then I was really just racing people that had the yellow shirts on. I could see them coming because one guy had kind of a gait that you could really see from a distance. And I remember I just kept looking back, and I just stayed ahead of them as long as I could. I kept trying to get farther ahead. Of course, they had no idea I was up ahead and racing them. It was kind of not a virtual race. It was a race, you know, racing the clock. And to me, that they were 4:30, and I wanted to get ahead of that. And if I recollect, I think I ran 4:25 or 4:23 or something like that, the Charlotte Marathon. And that would have been the only time I ever ran that, which was 2008. So that was 10 years ago. So my goal, if I'm able to do the pace group for the Richmond Half Marathon, is to do something like that where I let people know, hey, I might be getting ahead of you, but it's only because I do a run walk. And if you stay behind me or stay with me, we'll get in at 2:30, and I'm pretty confident I can do that. That's, of course, if I'm able to get my mileage up for the half Patrick Henry Half Marathon and then continue training throughout for the Richmond Half. And what I'll do is I'll do probably one or two practice runs at that pace, which I do not know what it is. I'm going to figure that out real quick, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. That's 11:26 pace, which is good for me for long distances. And so that's what it looks like it is. I just used coolrunning.com, a pace calculator. Pretty cool. I haven't used this in a long time. Let's see. Time, 2 hours, 30 minutes. Distance, 13.10937 miles. And that is 11 minutes, 26 seconds, 0.531 per mile. So that would be the goal, not for the Patrick Henry Half, but for the Richmond Marathon. And I'll make a pace calculator band and tape it around my wrist, which I've done before. I've done that for almost any marathon or longer distance I've done. I've come up with some pace calculator to kind of figure out where I'm at over the course of the day or the course of the distance. So that's obviously the goal, is to be successful with those two events, continue running, do the Light to Light 50 in February. And then if I can lose some weight and get my mileage way up, I do want to attempt to start the canal, CNO Canal 100 in late April. We'll see how that goes. I do need to purchase some new shoes before that time comes. I wish shoes weren't so darn expensive. I still run in the Ultra Olympus model, which has been great for me. It allows my toes to spread out so they don't rub on each other and get to a point where they're blistered so bad where it's just kind of hard to go on. They look a little goofy when you put them on because they're kind of high high sole running shoes because they're so cushioned, and it's something that that's worked really well for me. So when at least for me, when I go away for a vacation, I really do kind of mentally get away from stuff at home. We had somebody coming and checking on, had the mail held and the paper held, but we have somebody come, I just check on the house and water the plants. And it's always nice when, you know, it's the last night before you're coming home and you've never gotten a phone call about anything happening to your house or whatever. My sister and her husband were some years back, were in a different house they lived in. They were out of town, I think for a 2-week trip somewhere, and somewhere along the line there, they got a phone call that a tree had fallen through their house while they were out. And I can't imagine really anything much worse than that, other than hearing about a death or something while you're away from home, and you're kind of in that helpless mode where you can't really do anything about it immediately. So we were fortunate, we got home, but boy, we were really out of sync. And I got to share something kind of funny that happened to my wife. Of course, we got up this morning, we're doing our coffee at home, and she really had a good week where she just got to sleep in and didn't really seem to be worried about too much at all. She would sleep really just until she woke up, no alarm, no dog to take out, no 5:30 class at the gym or anything like that. Everything was done at a leisurely pace while we were away. And the reason I'm kind of going on and on about this is because we haven't taken a week off and gone to one location to really do one activity and relax for a long time. We've April, she and my daughter went to Spain for a few days, or they were gone 10 days, but they kept kind of moving around a little bit. Last summer, we were in Florida. We went to the beach for a few days, and then we did some other stuff. We're going to the beach in Florida. We went to Siesta Key. Isn't really the most relaxing time. It's a beautiful place, but it requires driving to the beach, finding a place to park, going out there, taking all your stuff out, and there's a whole slew of people out there because it's so pretty. This Topsail Island was a completely different situation. It was just vegging on the beach, chilling, reading, go in the water when you want. We weren't that far from the beach, so we were able to walk everything over really just in one trip. We didn't have to bring a car or anything. So she really just got away from the regular routine. So getting back to making coffee this morning, so she makes the coffee. It was already made. We set it up for the timer. I got up, got the dog out, and came back in, and she was just getting up, and then she promptly knocked her coffee right off the counter, which was really funny because she never does anything like that. And then later in the morning, we got ready to go to Mass, and this is really funny. My wife was what's called a Eucharistic minister at church, and so she is up on the altar with several other people who do the same thing, and I think she was wearing a dress, and of course she looked very pretty and all that. And after church, my daughter said, "Hey, Mama, I think you're wearing your dress backwards." It turns out she was wearing her dress backwards to church all morning. And it wasn't really obvious until my daughter Lucy mentioned it and then kind of looked at it and said, "You know what? It does look a little different on you. It was kind of the dress that maybe looks the same front and back." She said the tag had come out, so she wasn't really able to tell. And but she put it on backwards and wore it backwards all morning at Mass. And when we got home, she promptly took it off right there in the kitchen and turned it around. So that was pretty funny. Now she's at the gym, so I have some time to do some work on the podcast, and hopefully things are getting back to normal with her. She's a great woman, and she really never does stuff like that. She doesn't make these huge blunders and mess anything up. She takes care of everything really around here. But for that to happen to her was just really funny, and just goes to show that she is definitely not back in the swing of things. She'll be back at work tomorrow too. But I do have one confession to make. I did not bring my work cell phone home. I just had my personal cell. And before I left for work, I had a case working where I was waiting to hear it back from Snapchat on a search warrant that I had done for some data through Snapchat. And I did the search warrant back in February, and I know it takes a long time. And I knew I would get the data back while I was on vacation, I just knew Murphy's Law would come in and that would happen. And some of these social media companies, when you do legal process to them, they send you a link to log into their server through a secure connection. And the link is good for 24 hours or it's good for 3 days. And the reason I checked, I didn't check till I think Thursday of the week to see if the data had come in, because I was worried about that. And what you can do is you can send them an email back and say, hey, I need you to renew the link. But you don't know when they're going to get to your request or anything like that. So I did see the alert come in through Snapchat. Through the email. I wish I had never looked at it, because I started thinking about it ever since. But it gave me 10 days. So I have plenty of time when I get back to work to log into that, to their server and get that data through that secure connection. So I was a little concerned about that. If that was the case, I was going to have one of my colleagues at work handle it for me. So I kind of wish I had never done that, because I've been thinking about that case ever since. And sometimes in the kind of work I do, something just kind of gnaws at you. And so you got to, you wish you'd never looked at it in the first place. So I'll take care of all that tomorrow when I get back to the office. Got some other things to handle. I also got information through another form of communication that I'm going to be getting a new car issued to me. So that'll be the first time since 2012. And that is a really big deal in my field when you get a new vehicle issued to you. Not new to you, but a new vehicle. The one that I'm driving now that has about 80,000 miles on it. I got it when I had about 212 miles on it, which is, that's a new vehicle. So, and I got it new, when our agency got it. So that is pretty exciting. And I think I'm going to kind of get my choice of color, because it's going to be ordered. So that's pretty exciting. I know that's not a big deal to some people, but where I work, getting a new, issued vehicle, cause I need a vehicle for my work. That's pretty exciting and something I'm already looking forward to. And I'll be able to address that tomorrow or one of the days that comes after that. I've got a couple emails in the email bag, which I want to share. One's from Down Under Dave. The other's from Ryan. Both are longtime listeners to the show. Ryan is someone that I used to train with some years back. He now lives in Canada, and he'll send me a info loaded email from time to time, and he's very busy with fitness and racing and doing different things. And I want to share a good chunk of his email, because he's doing a lot of incredible stuff. And he met a cool ultra runner not too long ago, which he told me about in his email. So let's take a look at it here. It says, Dave, hope your summer's going well. He says, first a confession, though I'm a past dedicated listener to the show, I fell behind several episodes late last year. He thought maybe it was the RSS feed issues, but it might have been more related to his device. He's not sure. He said his old iPod began failing to hold a charge, so he stopped using iTunes. He started using Stitcher, which was his podcast app, but he says he doesn't think my show shows up there. I've never heard of that, Ryan. I'll check that. I'm curious to know what that is. Anyway, he says he hammered through episodes 253 to 256 over the last week. Let's see. He says, congrats on podcasting for 10 years. He says, don't worry about the declining listenership. He said he looked up some stats on podcasting, and I'm not worried about that. I guess if it got to a point where I was checking the amount of downloads and it was maybe 5 consistently for maybe a year, I probably at that point would really reevaluate, or maybe even before then, really reevaluate why I'm doing the podcast, because I like getting emails from listeners, and that kind of helps me keep accountable and keeps me out on the road. The podcast is just kind of a product of that. So, and I do appreciate everybody that downloads the show. And you can email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com, and I encourage you to do that. Or you can go to ashlanddave.podbean.com and go over to the right side, scroll down a little bit, go over to the right side of the page, and then you can actually submit an audio clip, which you can, you know, delete if it doesn't sound good. And if you give me like a 20 to 30 second audio clip, I will, or even a little bit longer, I will put that in the show so you other people can hear it. But Ryan says that there's about 550,000 active podcasts on iTunes as of a few months ago. versus 300 listed in their first directory. So yes, while more people are listening, there's also a lot more to attract people's attention. So yeah, I'm sure that's the case. I have a very dedicated listener base, as Ryan has indicated, and I do appreciate everybody listening. So he continues to go on. He said he went to a family reunion in Cincinnati in May. He did a 5K from the hotel, and he actually met Harvey Lewis. Harvey Lewis is an ultra runner who won Badwater back in 2014. He was about to depart for a record attempt of the Appalachian Trail. I think it's Appalachian. It's actually my friend Rob's son goes to Appalachian State, and he said it's pronounced Appalachian. But he actually finished it in only, quote, only 49 days, averaging 43 miles a day. And I think he did Badwater again this year. Also, Ryan said another guy that he knows, Dave Proctor, who did 150K solo ultra last year in Calgary when Ryan was on a 10-person team doing it as a relay. This guy is also literally running across Canada to raise awareness for the Rare Disease Foundation. Let's see, Dave Proctor passed through Calgary a couple weeks back, and Ryan was able to do 10K with them, just the two of them, on the shoulder of the Trans-Canada Highway, which he said was a little scary. Apparently, Ryan says Dave Proctor was originally hoping to set a record by crossing Canada in 66 days, but he had some physical setbacks, and Ryan will continue to follow him and support him online. And Ryan has included some links here, which I'll try to put in the show notes at ashlanddave.podbean.com. But like I said, Ryan does a lot of his own stuff. He's had some great successes. I'd like to share these. In March, he qualified. Okay, the cycling trip, I already knew about that. I'm sorry, Ryan, I'm going to skip down. He ran a 10K PR downhill course. He said the first 4 miles were downhill. He ran 41:35. That's incredible, Ryan. He said it was 3 minutes faster than any other 10K you've run. And they have a PR gong at the end that you can hit in the finish area, which he says is often hit because people get PRs. And then he's doing his A race for the year next month, which is the Apple Triathlon in Kelowna, British Columbia. It's the standard distance, 1,500 meter swim, 40K bike, 10K run. He said he's had some solid training. He's hoping to do the whole thing in about 3 hours, depending on how the day goes. And he says they're making it their first family road trip too, heading all the way to Vancouver Island the week before, which will probably, the drive will probably be some forced tapering. And I know the geography there, that is a long way. So I wish you all the best, Ryan. I'll have to look up the date for that. And it's always good to hear from you, and I really do appreciate it. I know I'll respond here in short order. You'll probably hear the response forgot to move one of those over. You'll probably get the response from me before, in the podcast, before I do it on an email, but I'll definitely respond. I also heard from Down Under Dave, and he says he is, watching storms down in, New Zealand, and he says that he cannot do any organized ultras in the future because of his health, but he is out there every day run walking. He's been listening to the podcast for a long time, and it's very nice to hear from you, Dave. He and his wife are off to Vanuatu, I guess is how you pronounce it, for a 2-week break in the sun away from the island winter, and then they're going to fly to Alice Springs in Central Australia for the 4-day Lara Pinta trail race. And he's not sure how it's going to go, but he's trying to keep his heart rate slow, and he tends to start every day and get to the cutoff, see how he's doing. Dave's situation is that it's a heart situation. It's not an injury, and that's got to be awful, Dave, to know. I just hope you stay healthy, man. I hope you can make it. And don't do any more damage to you, I guess. I know someday for this distance running, it's all going to be the last day where we can do it. Just this morning, I ran into a friend at work at church, Norbert, who is 76, and he recently got first, and he was the only one in his age group. But he said it was the first time that he had got a ribbon, and he said he doesn't understand why he didn't start running much earlier. And I said, well, look, you know. I said, someday you're not going to be able to do it. I said, obviously, today's not your day. And I shared with him what my father does when he goes to some of these 5Ks that he does periodically. He kind of looks around for the old guys to see what his competition is, to see if he might be able to place in the age group or even take first. And I guess For me, I just hope to get in the top 10 of my age group, even if it's only 10 in the age group for that particular event. And I'll be going up to the 50 to 59 or 50 to 54 age group, depending on the race, coming May of next year. So we'll see how that goes. So just the two emails for this episode of the show. I appreciate those that wrote in, Ryan and Dave. And if you want to write in and you listen to the show, let me know where you hail from, kind of running that you do, and how you found the podcast. I'm always curious about that, and it's always nice to connect online and kind of share ideas and share successes, and sometimes even DNFs. And that's at ashlanddave@gmail.com. That's the way to reach me. So that's it for this episode. I appreciate you listening. A short episode this time around. I wanted to get one out because I miss hearing from the listeners. And this is Ashland Dave. I'm running to the finish, reminding you to... Oh, you know what? I just messed that one up because it's been so long. This is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, and don't forget to hug your kids. Y'all have a good week.